Monday's elections in Indonesia's Aceh province are being hailed as a landmark in the peace process. This began in August 2005 when the government and separatist rebels from the Free Aceh Movement, or GAM, agreed to end nearly 29 years of war, which had claimed over 15,000 lives. Most voters turned up early, thrilled to have the chance for a say in how their province will be run. Local election monitor Herfianza cast his ballot as soon as the polls opened early Monday morning. He says he's excited about this election and hopeful for the future of Aceh. He says whoever becomes the next governor must make growth of the local economy a priority. Herfianza echoed sentiments expressed throughout Aceh. With around half the population unemployed, most people say they want the new local government to concentrate on recovery. The oil and gas-rich province of Aceh, located on the northern tip of Sumatra Island, is still reeling from the destruction wrought by the December 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. It killed more than 160,000 people and destroyed most of the infrastructure. The peace deal between the government and GAM has given hope to many Achenese that the long years of the bloody conflict are finally behind them. As part of that deal, the rebels agreed to drop their demands for independence in exchange for a wide-ranging autonomy, 70% of the revenues from the region's rich natural resources, and the opportunity to participate in these elections. Paul Rollin, resident representative of the National Democratic Institute, a U.S.-funded organization that promotes democracy, says the peaceful elections showed how eager people are for the chance to vote.
Polling station that I visited had significant participation by very enthusiastic voters. People came up to me as an international observer, said, "Where are you from?" And we're just so excited about this election. It's been 30 years, and we get to choose our governor. And people are extremely excited about this.
Among those running for the top posts of governor and deputy governor are a former military commander who led the fight against GAM, two rival GAM candidates, and the incumbent acting governor. The elections have illuminated divisions within GAM, pitting those who stayed in Aceh to fight against those who fled to Sweden, where GAM maintained a government in exile throughout the conflict. Whoever wins in Monday's polls must garner at least 25% of the vote. Failure to do so will see a runoff in 2 months' time between the two top contenders. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Banda Aceh.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。